You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April the 16th, 2021. They're still trying to decide what was the motive behind that mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis late last night. Four were killed outside the facility, four killed inside, and then the gunman took his own life. And five have been hospitalized but are reported in stable condition. One of those on the scene told police there was no confrontation with anyone. They just showed up, randomly started shooting. President Biden calling the shooting the latest in a string of tragedies, and that's correct. He ordered the flags to be lowered at half-staff of the White House, public buildings, grounds, military posts, and embassies. And then again, the left began to beat the drums again that we need more gun control. They don't even know the facts of this case, but obviously we had gun control. That wouldn't have happened. In the meantime, if you're looking for crime and where we need to control it and we have been failing with the Biden administration, look at, we are now a sanctuary nation pretty much. We are. Based upon what Biden has done and not only opening the borders and not really going after anyone, but also those leftists and progressives who want to get rid of Border Patrol entirely and ICE and restrict their activities and releasing folks from custody of ICE. Latest data shows that convicted criminal illegal aliens in custody of ICE reduced by 70% since 2019. 70%. Think about that. They had something like 50,000 convicted illegal criminals in custody of ICE in May 2019. We now have a 72% drop. And of the 14,000 in custody today, 5,100 are already convicted. 1,000 others pending criminal charges against them. You think the nation's safe? And do you want to worry about more gun control laws? Do you think these folks are going to care about your stupid gun control laws? In the meantime, Senator Rand Paul moving forward with other Republican senators demanding the Attorney General Merrick Garland do the investigation. Do it. He's talking about what happened with that Small Business Administration Planned Parenthood request to get some of that paycheck protection program. Did your business get some of that paycheck protection program so you could keep it open or for you to be able to stay in a job and be paid? It was only supposed to go to legitimate businesses meeting certain criteria. Planned Parenthood knew that they were not eligible, but they went ahead and filed anyway, and sure enough, they were getting federal dollars that could have gone to help other Americans and other businesses. And it was illegal. Now, well, let's have a full investigation. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican, Louisiana, said you also need to look at the differing standards of coronavirus laws for American citizens versus illegals. He did a good job of going after the current CDC director and saying, tell me this, do you have a different rule, a different law for CDC COVID restrictions for illegals versus American citizens? You want to hear that? We've got it coming up in the next segment. In the meantime, Johnson & Johnson apparently privately reaching out to COVID-19 vaccine rivals, asking them to help study the risk of blood clots so they can all speak with one voice. Yes, at last report, the J&J vaccine still paused because six women out of 6 to 7 million shots administered had blood clots. New York Governor Cuomo found a way to sanitize his problems. Governor Cuomo facing so much criticism on deaths in his state and under his orders at nursing homes. You know what he came out and said? Look at this. Look what I came up with. He's claiming that there's a new hand sanitizer that he came up with. He said, I didn't invent Google, but I did invent New York State Clean Hand Sanitizer. Still joking about all that, right? But there's a heck of a storm going to hit the northeast of New England. They're going to see a foot of snow across the upper New England. Yeah, I know the date. They do, too. Spring snow expected in Rockies and High Plains. MLB's favorability rate among Republicans collapsing 35%. Dropping dramatically. Oh, the Washington football team asking fans, help us choose a name. Help us choose a new name. Some of the considerations, Aces, Demon Cats, Guardians. I'd say, why not Washington Redskins? Oh, that's right. Can't use that one. Sorry.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Dr. Fauci, does this look like social distancing to you that you require when you talk about 6 feet?
No.
So in these cells, as you just said, they're violating the very guidance that you tell Americans to follow. A restaurant in the United States would be shut down today if they were being run like this. Yet the federal government, the Biden administration, is running this facility. You can see all of these young children who are next to each other, 6 inches apart, many without masks, by the way. Does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then, why would the Biden administration not go and stop this? I think one of the reasons is because President Biden and Vice President Harris won't even go see this for themselves. That's why I keep urging strongly that they go to the border. I'd love for y'all to go to the border to see this so you can at least give recommendations. They're violating every guidance that Americans are required to follow.
That's right. And Dr. Fauci couldn't deny that. That was a Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and pointing out as he was part of a hearing talking to Fauci and also CDC Director Rochelle Walensky as they were testifying, and showing pictures that he had recently taken himself on a visit to the border, how close these kids are packed together in these child facilities that the Democrats don't want to call, they want to call them cages, of course, because now they got plastic sheets between different rooms, but they're all inside one area. And they want to call them reception centers and care centers. But the kids that are packed in there, the video clearly show, I mean, the pictures he brought back and he was showing to Dr. Fauci and CDC Director Walensky, these kids are basically sleeping on the floor with an emergency aluminum blanket over them and they might be 6 inches apart, and that's if they might start that way. But once the kids start sleeping and moving around, who knows where they're going to end up? And we're told in this nation by the CDC, and you see the signs everywhere, 6 foot distance, 6 foot distance. They did decide on reference education that students, young people that are apparently not that susceptible, they claim, could get within 3 feet. They don't need 6 feet distancing. And the idea was to maybe open up schools like that. Well, you got the unions representing the teachers. No, 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 that's unsafe. We're not going to do that either. We're not going to. I want you to stop and think about that for a moment. Here we have the folks that they all want to point to and say, these are the scientists. Believe the science. And when the CDC now says 6 foot distancing for everyone, unless you're at a public school in that area, you could do 3 feet, that would be adequate. But the teachers aren't buying the science. Most of the teachers' unions, obviously, progressive. They want more this, more that, less teaching, more pay, but not doing the job. And there are some darn good teachers out there doing their best to keep kids educated and helping them advance. If they could get some of their union leaders out of the way where they could actually do something on behalf of the kids. But they're not going to believe the science because it doesn't fit their narrative. And there are other cases like that, too. I'm going to get to that in a lot more detail before we wrap up this hour, specifically with Dr. Chris Cuomo of CNN. Dr. Cuomo, you didn't know he's a doctorate. Well, I think he's almost claiming to be, I think. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating. Maybe. I'll get into it before we wrap up this hour. But we do have this in front of us. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, who had gone to the border, took these pictures and showing them to Dr. Fauci and saying, does this look like it's proper distancing? Dr. Fauci, does this look like social distancing to you that you require when you talk about 6 feet? And Fauci's answer is one simple answer. No. And he went on to say, well, you see all these children next to each other 6 inches apart, many without masks. Does that follow the guidance you've issued, Dr. Fauci? No. He couldn't deny it. Well, he could, but he's sitting on the hot seat under oath in a congressional inquiry. So I guess he felt, I don't want to get into perjury here. So, no. And you've got Scalise saying, this is why you need to go to the border and see it for yourself. Well, of course, Dr. Fauci's attitude about going to the border, that's not my problem, Mon. I don't have to go to the border. I'm responsible for, well, come to think of it, Dr. Fauci, what are you responsible for? You're responsible for advising the president about how to keep America safe, right? Reference COVID. I'm sure he would say yes. Well, then, what about illegals coming across the our border, not being tested, or if they are tested, they're still set free, and you're not concerned that that's going to affect America's health in the COVID crisis? See, they're caught between that proverbial rock and hard spot because they know they're wrong. They're trying to over-control Americans and tell us what to do, but anyone else, you get a pass if you are illegal. So Dr. Fauci just could only say no and admit, no, they're not social distancing. So the House Minority Whip, Congressman Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, turned his attention and his issues and concerns about how we are treating Americans versus illegals as he questioned CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. And again, he wants to refer to these pictures that he had, and kind of get some idea from her as to what do you think about these pictures in your reference to your guidelines. Please listen.
These are pictures that were taken just last week during the trip that I took along with 10 of my colleagues to the southern border over in McAllen, Texas. Some from the border in McAllen at a temporary processing center, some at the Donna detention facility. Where you can see in some of these cells, they're holding people. I'll let you take a look at those. But while you're reviewing those pictures, I'd like to read the CDC guidance that y'all have issued on Mexico. And first it says level 4, which is the highest level, very high level of COVID-19 in Mexico. This is CDC. 1, travelers should avoid all travel to Mexico. That's CDC guidelines. Because of the current situation in Mexico, even fully vaccinated travelers may be at risk for getting and spreading COVID-19 variants and should avoid all travel to Mexico. This is CDC. You go on to say some other things. Then we talk about traveling back into the United States. This is only if you're an American citizen. All air passengers coming to the United States, including U.S. citizens and fully vaccinated people, are required to have COVID-19 test results no more than 3 days before travel or documentation of recovery from COVID-19 in the past 3 months before they board a flight to the United States. That's a CDC guidance document.
So he set the stage, a CDC document statement that says, if you're flying into our nation, you must have evidence within the previous 3 days that you have either received a test and or a vaccine, that you have a vaccine-type passport. They haven't required that specifically, but what else do you have? And then also that you might even be tested again before you board the plane. They might decide to do one on the spot. Pity the poor person that has a hay fever and sinus is bothering them and is sniffling and sneezing a little bit, but it has nothing to do with COVID. Pity them, because as they're trying to get on the plane, everybody's looking at them. And even though they have a mask on, other people have masks on, they might say, "That we don't want this person on our plane." However, if you are going to come into this country in that fashion, the CDC is going to control every step of your flight from the moment you get on the plane, even before you get on the plane, to while you're on the plane, and when you're arriving at your destination, as you're going to get your luggage, you're just trying to walk out of the air, they're going to control everything, restrictive, restrictive, restrictive. On one hand, you say, all right, if that's what it is, but then you put it up against what we are seeing in the real world, and you have to say, wait a minute, why is it different for them than it is for me? Now, that's where Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, began to unload everything he just set up, where he points out, this is your CDC guidance. Here it is right in front of us. This is your law that you put down that everybody has to follow. And then he had this question as he turned to the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
Dr. Walensky, should everybody who comes in the United States follow this guidance, not just American citizens, but everybody coming into the United States?
The CDC guidance by air is guidance not just coming from Mexico. It's air travel from all over the country.
So Guatemala, for example, should
it's
follow
all over
this
the
guidance.
Globe, Europe, everywhere.
El Salvador should follow this guidance?
All over the globe if you travel by air.
I appreciate you answering that, because we'll get to that in a minute, because on my flight back from McAllen back home to New Orleans, about half of the plane were some of the people that are in these pictures who were getting on these flights not being tested for COVID in violation of your guidance. So let me ask you, and this is, by the way, Secretary Mayorkas just recently testified that he admitted that apprehended migrants were released before getting a COVID test, who came from Mexico, from El Salvador, and getting on an airplane. Is that in violation of CDC guidance?
The CDC is providing technical assistance to the Office of Refugee Resettlement for the people who are leaving the DHS and customs.
So let me ask you specifically, if somebody came from one of those countries that you just listed, you said every country, but here you're specifically talking about Mexico. If they came from Mexico and then got on an airplane without a COVID test, does that violate CDC guidance?
This is guidance. It's not law, but this is the recommendation.
Okay, so it doesn't say recommendation. This says all are required. That's not a recommendation, Dr. Walensky. That's a requirement by the federal government for American citizens. Is there an exemption for people who come here illegally to this guidance? It's a yes or no question. Should everybody comply?
Everybody coming into the United States by air.
They're going to say it by air. If you come by air, illegals, you're going to have to comply. But if you come across our border, just walk across, you can do whatever the hell you want. And in fact, as you heard Congressman Scalise say, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas admitted, yeah, we're not really testing those folks as they come across properly. And yes, we have released those with COVID to roam about our nation while Americans are told to lock down. Now, the state of Texas is one of those that first took off the mask rules mandate. Texas Governor Abbott, a Republican, and the outcry from the left across the nation and in his state said, we're going to die because you took the rule away. You're going to say you don't have to have a mask mandate. And everybody's saying, watch for a big spike in Texas. That's been more than a month and a half, I think, now. There's been no spike. But if it is, you could trace it. If you're really doing so-called contact tracing, you'll find out you probably got it from an illegal coming across. It was not properly tested, and they just let come across unless they flew in. So a note to all illegals, do not stand at the top of the wall, wherever the wall might be in place, and try to act like you're flying over. Because in that case, you did not walk or you were flying in, and the CDC says if you're flying, you got to be checked. That's what it says. Although she said, the head of the CDC said, that's not a law. What do you mean it's not a law? You're saying you must do. That's a law. Unless you're illegal. And then what about states that done all the lockdown, followed every rules, like Michigan, and they still have troubles? Oh, let's get into that part of the story when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Then the ship came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wouldn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So several states, of course, have done what they say is everything necessary, and they've done everything right when it came to the lockdown, and they're praising themselves, correct? Because they say we did it right and the rest of them didn't. Perfect example would be Michigan. Michigan had some of the toughest lockdowns of the nation, and yet still has one of the highest COVID rates. In fact, 24% of the residents in Michigan are vaccinated, last report, 36% getting at least one dose. And they have seen 87 fatalities in the last 2 weeks, even while tests are up 27%. Right now, at last report, Michigan ranks third in the nation for COVID-19 test positivity rates at 16%. That's according to the CDC. Well, Michigan governor and representatives have said we've done everything we could. In fact, one representative, a Michigan state representative, said from the beginning we were obedient to the initial lockdowns to flatten the curve. We flattened the curve. Many people became suspicious as more states opened up, but we didn't. Our governor, Whitmer, continued lockdowns but wouldn't show us why. And now she's admitting we failed. We failed after thousands died in her nursing homes. We lost like 35,000 businesses. And yet we did everything she told us to do. Yeah, that's exactly right. Governor Whitmer was just pounding, it will be my law, and we're going to do what I say. And now she's having to see these numbers come back in her face. And now she's saying, well, we did what we could to slow the spread. But she's finally had to acknowledge in an interview with MSNBC that basically the efforts to lock down Michigan have had no significant impact on deterring the virus in Michigan. Some say this is in line with a good deal of scientific research that finds lockdowns do not stop contagious diseases and, in fact, may prolong them while also allowing massive additional reactions and deaths and sickness. Now, you can decide that's right or wrong, but the bottom line is you look at Michigan as they constantly lock down. If you, and she said, if you have a vacation home on the lake, you stay in place. You can't go to your vacation home. However, she did, and members of her staff were traveling all over the place because, well, they're them and you're you. That's the difference. But she's now admitting, we know we're seeing a resurgence of COVID all across our state, and I think some of it is because we as a nation did not rally to beat this virus. We have turned on one another, and this virus has taken an incredible toll on us. We in Michigan still have smart policies in place. We still have a mask mandate. We still have capacity requirements. Some of the strongest protocols in the country. With all that said, you know what she has to say in her final statement? She just said, we still have a mask mandate. We still have capacity requirements. We have some of the strongest protocols in the country. And yet, the final quote, this virus has come raging back. So who's she blaming? Well, you heard it. You kind of, as I was reading her statement, she kind of said, the rest of the nation. The rest of the nation is to blame for what's happening in Michigan. It's as if everybody had COVID said, what can I do to give COVID to Michigan? Folks in Michigan have had it with her and her politics, and it just hasn't done anything, as we're seeing elsewhere. You want another example? California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Again, strict lockdowns, yet still has high transmission rates. The highest number of fatalities in the nation in California as of April 14th, despite strict lockdowns, 60,500 plus. New Jersey, another Democrat run, leads the nation in deaths per 100,000. Oh, in New York, another Democrat run. Massachusetts, Democrat, Rhode Island, Democrat. Are you getting the flow here? Because what they were doing didn't work, and what they were doing is punishing people, costing people jobs, shutting businesses down that will never reopen, destroying their economy, destroying lives by what they were doing. Not even to mention yet the kids and the schooling that they've missed. So, among the congressional hearing underway, Congressman Jim Jordan went after Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci didn't like it, said, you're getting personal. Listen to this coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable. But we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Give us your best guess then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. When do you think this is good? Are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No,
Dr. Fauci the same question?
Well, let me answer. You're ranting again.
I'm not ranting.
Yes, you are.
No, here's how it works, Dr. Fauci.
Right.
I get to ask you the question. You're the highest paid official in the United States government. You've given us your advice on baseball, on dating apps, on cruise ships. You told us 0 masks, 1 mask, 2 masks, now back to 1 mask. And you, when is it going to end? You can say, I'm actually asking the citizens. I get the privilege of a ballot. I don't think your name, my name goes on a ballot. The citizens I represent want to know the answer to when they can get their liberties back.
You know,
you can call that ranting. I actually call it standing up for the Constitution, which I take an oath to uphold, Dr. Fauci, every year, every term that I serve in this Congress representing the folks in the 4th District of Ohio. So it is not ranting. It is defending the First Amendment.
Bye, Gary.
And we'd like an answer, or your best guess, since you got an answer for everything else.
You're ranting. That's Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. And Fauci said, you're ranting. I'm not ranting. I'm standing up for American people. We want to know. Give us an answer. Or your best guess, since that's what you seem to be good about doing. And unfortunately, many have just said, if Fauci speaks, it's got to be like word from God. He's their darling on the left right now because they're still saying he's doing things others aren't because he's scientific and the rest of you aren't. But how many times has he changed his own mind on what's happening and where we're going? And, of course, for Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, after Trump is gone, they're saying, well, you know, they didn't say directly, but they're suggesting we kind of massaged our answers and kind of didn't give a full good picture because we knew Trump wouldn't like it. What the hell? If you're really serious about health and that's your duty, I don't care who the president is. You're supposed to be telling the American people the truth. And also, you're not supposed to be used for politics. But they have been, and they continue to be. We know that. But, of course, the left is quick to point out, hey, it's the other side. It's always Trump and those people that are always playing politics, not us. And a perfect example, and this just reeks of hypocrisy and smells like you wouldn't want to step in it. Here's CNN and Chris Cuomo, maybe you might call him Dr. Cuomo now because he decided on his program, he is of the authority and the knowledge and the truth machine where he can go after Congressman Jordan and the way he was going and questioning Dr. Fauci. Here he is, Dr. Chris Cuomo.
Solidarity behind science. We know that that's what it takes to bring COVID numbers down. And we know that is what is needed to end this pandemic. All of us know it. So what was all this, when do we get our liberty back, on Capitol Hill today by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan? It's people who believe what he believes who don't want to get the vaccine. Why isn't he talking to them about giving the rest of us our liberty back? Instead, he decided to blame Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, over when. Tell me when. When. When do we get it back?
Well, of course, Dr. Chris Cuomo. No, you're right. He's not a doctor. I hope you know I'm playing. But I probably shouldn't say it too often because he might begin to think he is a doctor. And he's, again, lecturing us about, you know, we should be the one under the microscope answering how we're abusing someone else's liberty. Now, keep in mind, this is Cuomo, who said he had the virus and he was going to separate himself from the family and the world. He was going to quarantine and live in his basement for 14 days or so, whatever the quarantine time was. And, I mean, did you feel sorry for him? I mean, the guy's got to live in his basement. You do know the basement is fully furnished and stocked. And not a thing missing down there. They got a toilet. They got a bath. They've got a freezer or fridge of some type. I mean, he didn't go hungry. He didn't suffer, but he wanted you to believe he was. And he said, I'm staying down here. And yet, this guy that tells us that what we should be doing, we should be listening to Dr. Fauci and obey quarantine rules, he didn't do it. He came out. We all know he got caught outside of his house, and in fact, not just out on the lawn, in another part of the area, because he was looking at some land or something, and somebody spotted him, started saying, I thought you're supposed to be in quarantine. Why are you out here? And the guy, Cuomo, went ballistic. And it all got recorded on video, so he's documented. He went back into the basement, and then days later came out had the crew there as he comes up, and he's got a little sweat, and he said, oh, boy, I'm so glad it's over, and I, you know, glad to be back with my family and be able to hug them and be with them. And his family later came down with COVID. I think his son did as well. Would it be because he took them all in the car to drive to that place and see what was happening with the land he was looking at when he got caught? And then he went back down the basement, then came out and acted like, I have done everything right. The rest of you should do what I did. And he lied. He lied. We want another example of hypocrisy from Dr. Chris Cuomo Cuomo. Here we go.
What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying. You're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing. We're not talking about liberties. We're talking about a pandemic that has killed 560,000 Americans.
That's what we're talking about.
I get it. It's a big deal. No, it's not. Not to you.
See how he comes in the end, says, see, Jordan, it wasn't a big deal to you. It wasn't a big deal to Chris Cuomo either when he had it. It wasn't a big deal. If it were, he would have stayed inside his house in quarantine, even living in the depths of his basement as he was suffering, as opposed to going out and wandering around. And if he was caught outside his house at that time, anybody want to bet the over-under on how many times he came up from the basement while he said he was in the basement and he's still in the house but was up and down? What do you think? You want to place a bet on it? I don't even think Vegas would take those odds. But again, we get Cuomo. As we normally do with this leftist crowd, they want to preach to you about science. Listen to this.
You want to make it about division. That's why he took several minutes of time that he could have been saying to people, hey, listen to Fauci, get the vaccine, let's get through this. But it was Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters who had the last word. Listen to what she said.
You need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to know when this could all end. But it's hard to see how attacking Fauci helps. You know when it ends. It ends when they get our crap together, right? And you get the vaccines and you get to a certain point and you have too many people on the right who don't want to get the vaccine. Science tells us cases are rising because the variant is bad.
And I believe in the science, he says. Every time that these guys claim that they believe in science, I am going to hit them over and over again. Then you explain to me, since you believe in science, you explain to me that when a fetal heartbeat monitor detects a heartbeat in a womb, you tell me the science, it says that's not a living thing. You tell me that. Tell me how much you believe in science at that point. And of course, again, Cuomo was looking for another target in the process because he thought, he said, he went after Senator Ted Cruz because Senator Ted Cruz is one of those that sometimes goes around in the Capitol without a mask on because he's been vaccinated. And of course, Biden has as well, but Biden the other day walking through Arlington Cemetery just by himself in the midst of the graves, double mask, he's been vaccinated. But of course, Cuomo says, you know, Cruz is ignoring science and threatening us. Listen.
He knows experts are still learning how vaccines affect COVID spread. We know this. We know it's not 100%. The latest CDC data makes it all very clear, all right? 5,800 people who've been fully vaccinated against COVID have gotten infected anyway. Look, it's nothing. It's a little fraction of tens of millions who are already vaccinated. But the only way to keep the number down is to listen to science. They all know it. They're just playing politics, and people are dying.
And you think they're not playing politics? Of course they are. And again, if you're talking about the science, I'm going to ask again about that fetal heartbeat. Is that science says that that's not a baby? You tell me. And then on top of that, J&J, the vaccine is paused when you say you really need it because 6 out of 7 million had blood clots. Don't you have everything in your cabinet that has a warning on it? But again, Cuomo, he says, we're playing politics. Listen to how he wraps up, and you tell right immediately he's also playing politics.
The only way to keep the number down is to listen to science. They all know it. They're just playing politics, and people are dying. We now have a president, though, who believes in science.
Yeah, there you go, see? There you go. Who brought the politics in that time? We now have a president who believes in the science. These guys are wacko. Coming up, is the Pentagon ready to admit we have UFOs from somewhere here?
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, before we talk about UFOs, let's deal with reality in front of us. And I'm not dissing UFOs. They might be, well, you know, if George Noory can do it, my good friend, then I can also do them. But anyway, before we get to that, we've been telling you about co-founder Patrice Couture's, Black Lives Matter co-founder, buying at least four different homes, one about $1.4 million or so, and others at close to that, and basically in different parts of the country. But generally, in each case, it's in the midst of white residences, white neighborhoods. And, of course, she admits, I'm a Marxist. I'm a trained Marxist. And, of course, many have been saying, even the Black Lives chapter president in New York says, we need an independent investigation. Where's all the money from BLM going? Well, the last year they said that they took in something like $90 million, but claimed that they gave $30 million back to various chapters, and yet the chapters are saying, we didn't get it. And, of course, the question I continue to raise, why don't you put it back into black community? Help rebuild some businesses that got burned down because of riots or things of that nature. And why don't you help families who have lost a loved one because of gang fires, gang fighting inside their areas? So we're getting an answer now from Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Couture. She did an interview with a left-wing activist, of course, Mark Lamont Hill, and pushed back against those criticizing her personal politics that it contradicted her extravagant living. She said, I think that's a critique that is wanting, and I say that because the way that I live my life is in direct support to black people, including my black family members first and foremost. For many black folks who are able to invest in themselves and their community, they choose to invest in their family, and that's what I've chosen to do. I think you don't have to be black to them. Most people do it, regardless if they are white, yellow, red, brown. If they're from India or Pakistan, they're always doing what they can for their family, right? Most of us. And she said, I have several family members that I assist, including my brother and mother, in addition to her own child. And she said, I see my money as my own, rather not as my own, I see as my family's money as well. Well, that's obviously good. I mean, that's what we should do sometimes. Think about others need it, especially members of your family. There's nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong with it. But the issue here is, she's trying to sidestep the whole question, because if there's nothing wrong with it, then how does it actually comport to Marxism? Marxism is, don't just give it to them. Don't buy a house just for them. Take a lot of people off the street and let them have part. I mean, the idea is everyone is equal. Unless you're really not practicing Marxism, you're just trying to build upon the storyline to collect more money. I don't have any problem. She can spend the money she wants the way she wants. But if you're going to represent yourself as one way, that's where the question is. And we're seeing anybody that tries to raise a question or even report the story had trouble. New York Post was trying to share a story about that property acquisitions involving her, and Facebook is under fire because it started banning Facebook users from sharing the New York story. They were shutting it down. And one of them said, that isn't a story. A Fox News contributor said, we tried to do it, and this not, how's it not a story? Black Lives Matter, they raised more than $90 million. They're not exempt from scrutiny or accountability. But Big Tech says, nothing to see here. We're going to censor it. That is chilling. Yes, it is. You try to put it up, an article goes up and says, against our community standards. Because you're reporting the facts, I guess. Speaking of facts, do you believe in UFOs? Well, this might bring some more credibility for your belief. The Pentagon is now admitting that leaked photos and video of unidentified phenomenon taken in 2019 are indeed legitimate articles of unexplained objects, triangle-shaped objects blinking, moving through the clouds. Pilots had seen them. One took out his cell phone and got a picture as well. And one clip, some of the personnel aboard a USS Russell, a Navy ship, they saw these three faint orbs hovering above the warship. At one point, it seemed to just go right into the water without any damage. We don't have anything like that. I mean, these pilots that are seeing it, the Navy personnel that are seeing it, so I've never seen anything do that. They don't know what it is. No one's trying to say it's from outer space, but what is it? Does anyone on this nation, I should say even the world, have something that can do that, that can hover with winds all around them and not be moving whatsoever? And then go right into the water without a crash. It just goes in the water. Some are saying there's no thruster showing something behind it, powering it. Are they dealing with gravity or anti-gravity in some way? There have been numerous pictures and more coming out. And, of course, here's the thing about it. It's the same thing with tornadoes. For many years, folks never really saw a tornado. They heard about it, but they didn't see it. Now with cell phone cameras everywhere, there's never a tornado that hits that somebody doesn't get a picture of. Used to be extremely rare you got it. So we might see more of these actually captured on video. And, of course, you're going to see a few hoax. Some will be trying to make a fast buck on a lie. But the rest of us like to know, what is the truth? What's the truth? The Pentagon's admitting some of those they've seen, they're not fake. They're fake. They're not fake at all. But what they are, we don't know. As always, we appreciate you listening. Let your friends and family know. Don't forget, Larry Connors USA YouTube. Larry Connors USA YouTube. Back next week. And do not forget our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.